Welcome to News Video Clip. Today, President Trump was at the unveiling of the Presidential Library for Teddy Roosevelt, who died in 1919. And Trump had a weird conversation with a hologram of Teddy Roosevelt. Over at I've Had It, they have the video. Let's watch.
And we're going to start with this clip where Trump is interacting with like a hologram of Teddy Roosevelt.
A president faces storms most people never see. Keep your nerve and remember the nation comes first, you get through.
I know you know that feeling yourself.
Well, I appreciate those words. Those words are fantastic. And I just want to say it's an honor to be with you today. We are making a little bit of a tour of some of the fantastic things you've done.
Like, what the fuck?
Of course, he's flattered by the
So there you go. Trump is flattered by a president who died over a century ago. That is, but that's not the weirdest thing that happened today. It gets worse. So they had a ribbon cutting ceremony with these golden scissors. So of course Trump had to steal the golden scissors. Let's watch the clip again from I've Had It.
Next, this part really had Ryan and I in tears.
Oh, yes.
So we've been paying attention to this dementia kicking up and how he's becoming a little bit of a kleptomaniac.
Yeah, which watch him do.
Yes, watch him after he cuts the ribbon. And if you're listening, he's got a pair of gold scissors. He notices they're shiny and they're gold and he gets excited.
Yeah, he wants them.
Yep, he's eyeballed them. Now he's sticking them in his suit jacket and he steals a pair of scissors.
Y'all, this cannot be real.
Oh my God,
you guys, that he has the nuclear codes. I can't say that enough, how terrifying that is.
It really is. I mean, that's pathetic. Trump stealing some golden scissors from a ribbon cutting ceremony. That is just pathetic. But of course, it's right on brand. All right. Speaking of pathetic, we've been following Trump's Great American State Fair, which has been a great American disaster. And so Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins went on Fox News today, and she was trying to spin it to make it look like it's been a huge success. So let's watch Brooke lie.
So from my perspective, it is hitting exactly every mark that we had hoped it would hit at this point. I do think this weekend we're going to see massive, massive crowds. But, you know, my goal is that people can come and walk and experience it. And 150,000 people coming to celebrate the Great American State Fair over the last 5 or 6 days. I call that a huge success.
Oh, really? It's been a huge success. That's funny because we've shown clips almost every day. And there's hardly anybody at the Great American State Fair. But let's be fair to Brooke. Let's check in with Fox News today and see if anything's changed. Let's see if we see those hundreds of thousands of people, shall we? All right, let's roll the tape.
Yes, you may.
So this just in from Peter McMahon, big fan. He said the sports team, meaning our team, should check out the foul that Messi committed in an earlier game. It was almost exactly the same, and he didn't even get a yellow card.
Wow.
It was clumsy. It was accidental. That's what happened in the U.S. It wasn't a foul.
Good analysis, Peter. We appreciate that. By the way, that player who was allegedly injured in that incident stayed in the game. It never even...
Okay, as we can all see, there is literally nobody at the American State Fair, and the announcers are so bored... they're actually talking about the World Cup. That is how pathetic it is. But it gets worse. Yes, we have another clip for you. And this is a clip. They built up this big stage, and these women are performing a song on it. They're rehearsing. And watch the stage fall apart. Well, there's another great success that Brooke Rollins was talking about. The stage falling apart. Thank God nobody was injured in that thing because it looked pretty heavy when it fell. Alrighty, now we're going to go to U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro. And she has charged a 67-year-old man who is a former three-time Olympian with felony vandalism of the reflecting pool in Washington, D.C. So we're going to go to her press conference, and they're going to ask her if there's any evidence that this man, David Hearn, actually committed this crime. And she's not going to be able to name any. Let's watch the clip.
You know, there had been some damage before. Was this part of the pool specifically, was the sealant already partially removed? Did he rip it back? Can you just describe in detail? Because he maintains that it looks the same as it did before he arrived. That's his.
You know, I'm not going to get into the evidence, but what I told you.
Okay. She's not going to get into the evidence because there is no evidence, because Jeanine Pirro is a liar. Okay, let's watch her.
Was what our witnesses saw and experienced. There was an effort, a violent effort, to rip up the sealant from the bottom of the pool. And irrespective of whether or not, you know, we think that, you know, there is some situation that preceded it, we can state and prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he caused damage, and that damage is over $1,000.
You can't get on that. How do you prove that $1,000?
With an expert. Come to the trial.
So there you go. She was asked, how are you going to prove this evidence of this violent attack? And she goes, with an expert. Come to the trial. And as we all know, Jeanine Pirro has a history of alcoholism. Cecily Strong used to mock her on Saturday Night Live for drinking so much. So there's no evidence, obviously. She can't prove anything. Now, to be fair, we're going to read a statement from Norm Eisman, and he is David Hearn's lawyer. And here's his statement about all this. Davy Hearn is innocent. These charges are outrageous and should be alarming to every American. This indictment reflects the administration's effort to shift the blame for their own failures. And so basically what he's saying is the Trump administration has failed with this reflecting pool, and they're trying to blame it on David Hearn. And remember, Trump promised us it would only cost us $1 million and 1 week to do all this incredible renovation to the reflecting pool. And now it's been 2 months and almost $20 million because everything Trump touches dies. The man is like cancer. Everything he touches dies. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have today. We have links to all of our stories right below the video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Kristen Hawkins, Riley Gaines, Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Tim Pool, Jimmy Dore, they're all paid influencers. They're literally given talking points on what to say. They are paid liars. We are not. We back up every single claim with evidence. And if somebody questions our evidence, we put even more evidence down in the comments section. You think Joe Rogan does that? No way. Alrighty, I want to thank everybody who subscribed to this podcast. Thank you guys so much. We really appreciate it. If this is your first time, please like and subscribe. If you hate this podcast, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. All right, I hope everybody has a safe and happy 4th of July, and we'll have more stories for you later.